Morning, Boker Tov. We're holding Ervin Daf Ayin Zayin Amad Beis. Today's off at Ervin Daf Ayin Ches. We are holding Ayin Zayin Amad Beis. We are towards the bottom of the page. We're up to Amar Rav Bivi Bar Abaye. So again, we were discussing different methods. When you have a wall between two chateres, you have a wall between two chateres that the wall is a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high. So it creates, there's two separate conversations. We pointed this out already yesterday. There's two conversations, and actually one of the Mishenim are going to speak it out Lehedya in the middle of today's daf. But there's two different in the dinam. One nidin is whether you can lift, bring things up from the chutzner to the top of the wall and utilize the top of the wall. What's the status of the top of the wall? Once it's above 10 tefachim, it could be problematic, and depending on why the wall is, it could be problematic to bring things up onto the top of the wall and utilize the top of the wall. But more consequential for our perek has been whether or not you can actually make a joint eruv between the two rishiyas on both sides of the wall. Once it's a wall that's 10 tefachim high, we consider it a separation between the two chatzeres, and they cannot join in one big eruv. So by creating some sort of portal, some sort of pesach, which enables to make a connection between two chatzeres, you can make one big eruv. So these different, we have to really keep in mind whenever we go through these different forms of, so to speak, being memayit the wall. Are we being memayit the wall to enable utilizing the top of the wall? Or also, are we also benefiting the fact they could actually make an Erev between the two Rishiyas? Okay, so we're up to Amar Vivi. This is another Eitzah. This must be the fourth or fifth Eitzah already of how to memayit a wall. Amar Vivi Barabai, Bana Itztava Agav Itztava. If a person built a platform on top of a platform, and then Shkayach, Josh, were posting the pictures in the chat, so one can look at the various pictures. It could be this, I think we actually posted, I posted this from the sefer I have from Hamar Mavur in yesterday's daf, because really it was the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amad Beis. So it's pretty straightforward. You have, let's say, a little table. That's the best way, a little platform sticking out of which juts out of the wall. Which has, the way Rashi explains it, has four legs that go to the ground, and then there's another itztava beneath it. So there's an itztava on top and itztava beneath it, and the point is as follows. The Gemara is going to elaborate why you need both. If the bottom one already itself has a width of four tvachim, so that already is able to help reduce the height of the wall, and you don't even need the upper itztava again, assuming the bottom one reduces the height to less than 10, you're ready, good to go just with the bottom one. But inami, even if you don't have a height of 10, even if the bottom one is not 4 tefachim wide, but the top one is 4 tefachim wide, so says the Gemara, inami imit l'chan arba, if the bottom one does not 4 tefachim width, v'yesh ba yayin arba, but the upper one has 4 tefachim width, v'ein bein zel zeshleisha, and you don't have 3 tefachim between the top and the bottom, so it becomes like one big platform that goes all the way from the ground to where the platform reaches, so it becomes one big entity. So if it was a platform in the middle of the wall, isn't so helpful, because it could be four tefachim wide, but you need access to the platform. But once it becomes one entity with the platform on the ground, even though the platform on the ground was less than four tefachim, the platform above it with the legs that surround the platform on the ground is four tefachim wide, but the platform above it is too high. But between the two of them, there's less than three tefachim. It connects the two. It becomes one big entity, one big platform, and that could be used to reduce the height of the, that could be used to be considered a reduction of the height of the wall. Okay, before we get to the next method of reducing the wall, I just forgot to point out that in the yesterday's shiur, we discussed the Sulam HaMitzri versus the Sulam Tzuri. The Sulam HaMitzri was the Egyptian ladder, which we had said is less than four rungs, whereas the Sulam Tzuri is a larger ladder, and we said the Sulam HaMitzri does not work to reduce the wall because it's easily movable, it's nitl b'shabbos, it's very light, you take it away, and since it's not really kind of fixed there, therefore it doesn't serve to be reduction to the wall, or even a Pesach to the other side, whereas the Sulam Tzuri does serve as a reduction to the wall and or as a Pesach to the other side. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Ayin Beis just brings that a Sulam HaMitzri as well, if you fix it into the wall, if you nail it, if you make it permanent into the wall, then a nechami, even a Sulam HaMitzri would work. It's not a matter of, it doesn't have to be such a large ladder per se. The point is that once it's fixed into the wall, once it's kavua, that'll be able to diminish the height of the wall. We'll actually see more about that. This idea that this difference between Sulam HaMitzri and the Sulam Tzuri. Sulam Tzuri is the mice seemingly going to the height of the wall, where Sulam HaMitzri is not, and still Mishnah Berurah is saying it works. We'll see what it works for, meaning I'm really back to the conversation that I mentioned right in the beginning, that there's a difference between diminishing the height of the wall to use the top of the wall, or to be considered a Pesach to get to the other side. When we say the Suah Mitzri works, the Chayav is only going to work to diminish the height of the wall. It won't work to be considered a Pesach because it doesn't go to the top of the wall, like we'll see later in today's daf. Okay. V'amar Nachman Amar Bavua. Sulam Sheshlivaisa Perches. If you have a sulam with the ladders that are really our ladder, our ladders, which have space between the ladders, it's just comparing as opposed to steps, a staircase, but there's no space where it's like kind of filled in. So if you have a ladder which has space between the rungs, if the bottom rung is 4 tefachim wide, that's considered enough of a structure to reduce the height of the wall. Inami, even if the bottom rung does not have 4, however, if the upper rung has 4, as long as one of the rungs have 4, even if it's upper rung, the ein bein zela zeshleisha, and between each rung you don't have more than 3 tefachim, so the upper rung is considered connected all the way straight down to the bottom. Memayit, that also would successfully reduce the height of the wall. V'amar Nachman Amar Avua, top of ayin ches min aleph, ziz ayyotze min hakesel, a ziz, a ledge that sticks out of the wall. You have a wall that separates two chatzeris. You have a ledge sticking out of the wall. Arba larva. This ledge is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. V'nichlav sulam kolshu. And you place the ladder. It doesn't make a difference why the ladder itself is. You place the ladder to give you access to this ledge. Miatay, the ledge together with the ladder reduces the height of the wall. However, le'emar el dois fa'alei is only when the ladder was placed against the ledge. Aval, Eisvah Badeif, was placed against the wall next to the ledge, so you can still climb the ladder and then sidestep onto the ledge, but it's not placed against the ledge, it's placed against the wall, then it's no good. Arvuch Arvche, we just look at it as if the ladder is widening the ledge, but we don't look at it as if the ladder is connecting the ledge to the ground. It's interesting, just because practically speaking, you're able to use the ladder to get the ledge, it doesn't give it a shame that the ledge is connected to the ground. Like I said before, a style of floating ledge is not good enough to diminish the height of the wall, it needs to be a ledge that has some sort of connection to the ground. So if the ladder runs up against the ledge, then it's, you view the ledge as if it's connected to the ground, and then it's good. If the ladder runs up against the wall, and on the side of the ledge, even though it may create nice access to the ledge, it still won't be sufficient to diminish the wall. Again, if you have the pictures that Josh posted, you can see very clearly the difference between the ledge that sticks out of the wall with the ladder touching the ledge or the ladder on the side of the ledge. Kaisel Tisha Aser. What if you have a wall that's 19 tefachim? Remember we said the height of the wall can't be more than 10 tefachim. Starts to create issues. Sign utilize the top of the wall, sign creating one eruv between the two chatzeris. So if you have a wall that's 19 tefachim high, you need to make some sort of reduction. You have to have some sort of buildup up to a height where you no longer have more than 10 tefachim above your buildup. So says Rabbi Avua, you know what the Eitz is? So Ziz Achazati, right? All you need is one ledge. You know where? One ledge that you place in the middle of this, smack in the middle of this wall. If you have a ledge in the middle of the wall, obviously you're still going to need the ladder, whatever it may be, to get to this ledge. But once you have the ledge in the middle of the wall, so let's say you have 19 tefachim, put a ledge at the 9.5 tefach point. If it's at the 9.5 tefach point, so you now have, with the ladder going to it, you have as if the ground starts 9.5 tefachim higher. So now, all you have above the ledge is 9.5 tefachim. You don't have full 10 tefachim above the ledge, and therefore you're good to go. However, Kaisel Esser, once the wall's 20 tefachim tall, Sarach Shnei Zizim Latir. The only way it matters is to have two separate Zizim. You have to have two separate platforms because you won't be able to place one strategically. Even if you put it right in the middle by 20 tefachim, you still have 10 tefachim above, 10 tefachim below. That's no good. And therefore, it's not going to work. You need more than one platform. And Rav Chizda adds, when you put in the more than one platform, the platforms have to be not directly one above the other, because I cannot get from one platform to the other when one's on top of the other, right? It has to be kind of one platform is to the side, higher up, but also to the side. So let's say you have a ladder going up to platform number one, and then a ladder from platform number one to platform number two, like a staircase, but platform number one to platform number two is a little bit side by side of each other, so that ladder's like on an angle, which enables me to climb up from platform one to platform two. Then I've now shrunk the height of my wall, and then I'm okay. But again, the chiddush over here is because it's 20, I'm going to have 10 above and below the platform, and therefore it's a problem. Ritva points out, now actually before Ritva even, the Rashi already addresses, in a case where I have a platform above, let's say I have a wall that's above 20, above a 19 tefachim, but well, it's 20 tefachim. So even if I put, Rashi says, why do I have to use two platforms? Let me put a platform 11 tefachim off the ground, and I have a ladder that goes from the ground to the platform. And now above my platform is still less than 10 tefachim, only 9 tefachim. Why is that not sufficient? Again, I have a ladder going from the ground up to the platform. Platform is situated at 11 tefachim from the ground. I only now have 9 tefachim from above the platform to the top of the wall. So 9 tefachim is not an issue. And I have my ground is considered like my platform, which is 11 tefachim off the ground, because I have a ladder there. Why is that not sufficient? So Rashi answers, Rashi says, when you have a wall that's 10 tefachim tall, and you have some sort of window or some sort of access above the 10 tefachim wall, we say that doesn't help. Once it's a wall is 10 tefachim tall, we say an access, a window above 10 tefachim tall, above 10 tefachim, above a wall, 10 tefachim high, is really no good. The window has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. So to hear my platform and my ladder is considered like loved, makes my ladder like one big, it makes like one entity, which connects, which gives me like a window on top of my platform, which is 10 tefachim, 11 tefachim in this case above the ground. Once I have an 11 tefach space to where my ladder goes, that's already a separate issue. It's considered, I have a 10 tefach wall with like a window on top. That itself is considered a problem. And therefore, it won't help that I only have 9 tefachim above the platform. From the floor to the platform is already problematic. Therefore, I have to have 2 separate platforms in order to continuously shrink the space of the wall, that I don't have any area of, I have no set area that by itself is 10 tefachim tall without any access points. Now, the Ritva says when we talk about 20 tefachim, we must be talking about 20 loose tefachim. We had earlier in the Masechta, if you remember, we had, you can measure tefachim in a person's fist. You can measure with the fingers tight together or loose. If it's tight together, it's more exact. It's smaller. If it's loose, it's a little bit larger. Says the Ritva, we must be talking about larger loose tefachim. Why? Because if it's 20 tight tefachim, the platform itself takes up space. So when it's exactly 20, Vaita shouldn't be a problem. If I put a platform smack in the middle of a 20 tefach wall, my platform is going to extend, it's going to start a little bit beneath the 10 tefach line and rise a little above the 10 tefach line, exactly the midpoint, in which case I'll have a little bit less than 10 tefachim till the platform and a little bit less than 10 tefachim above the platform, and a vaita shouldn't be an issue. Leon shaking his head, why? Ask the Alamdin, what's the problem? The problem is, well, our focus isn't where the platform starts. Our focus is where you can use the platform. Beautiful. That's the Chazanish's kasha on the Ritva. He says, I don't understand. The Ritva is very shver. He leaves the shver. The Ritva is Eitza, that if I put a platform smack in the middle of my 20 tefachim, that the platform itself takes some space. So I have only 9 tefachim plus on the bottom and 9 tefachim plus on top, and therefore it should be fine. And therefore, we must be talking about really a little more than 20 tefachim, loose tefachim. Says Chazanish, I don't understand. You need to have that you have an access point. You need to have that your access point is within 10 tefachim of the ground, and if the platform takes up space, you still only have an access. The platform is above 10 tefachim because it takes up space, and therefore the Gemara is meduyik. 20 tefachim is still going to be an issue. Exactly 20 tefachim, even with tzemtzumos, will still be an issue. Azay zek techazdish. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Avuna. So now we actually digress, I think, for a minute. We've been discussing the ways of diminishing a wall. Now we're going to discuss a little bit a beam or a pillar that becomes Rishus Yachid, discussing whether or not diminishing that size or whether certain things on it diminish its shear. Let's see. Amar Avuna. Amr b'shus Rabbi. You have Amr b'shus Rabbi gavay asar b'chem arba. The classic case is 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide, which makes it its own rishus yachid. So the reason why it's rishus yachid is because you have 4 tefachim of usage at a 10 tefachim height. However, not by yeser kolshu, a peg was wedged into the top of this little post. So what's the halacha? You no longer have 4 tefachim of usage. Miatai. That's another case of being mamayit ashir. Again, nothing not really related to our sugya. The connection is being mamayit ashir. Over there, mamayit ashir, you don't have 4 tefachim of usage, so it's no longer shus yachid. You took it away, the stash shus yachid, you make it out to makam patur. It's 10 tefachim tall by a little less than 4 tefachim wide. And therefore, again, 4 tefachim wide, when we talk about standard, it means 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. It's 4 tefachim squared. But you have a peg in the middle, a peg at some point on top of this pillar, which no longer gives you the full 4x4. And therefore, it's no longer shesayachar. Amar of adrava ugveshleish. Daf when the peg is 3 tefachim high, so it makes that area, that spot, pretty unusable. That's when we say that it diminishes the space and it's no longer shus yachid. But if the peg is smaller than that, you can kind of work your way around it, and therefore it won't diminish the space. It's still the status of shus yachid. Abai Ram Tavaya, opposite. They say afapi she'en gavaya shleisha. Even if the peg is not 3 tefachim tall, it still makes it putter.
My timer, lemish tamashi, even when it's not 3 tokim tall, still it's enough of an area that makes it cumbersome to use, and therefore the peg takes up the peg, even a smaller peg takes up that spot, you can't count it, and if you had exactly 4 tokim, the 4 tokim, you lost your shear, and it's a bakum patur. Says Rav Ashi, a third opinion.
In standard rishus, we wouldn't say that if I have an arba and I stick a pole into the middle of rishus.
You wonder why are we picking this case? Good question. I'm not sure. I assume it because it's stammer shus. If you have exactly 4, it'd be the same thing. Yeah, lechor be the same thing. I'm assuming it's only pick this case. Well, actually, it's funny when you bring
it's
up.
It's more usable if it's on the ground.
Perhaps that could be a svara. I didn't speak it out, but Rambam actually learns the case of a year, and this fits very well with your diaklan. Rambam learns the cases where the peg is not on the surface area on top; the peg is sticking out of the side of the wall. And by sticking out, a peg sticking out the side of the wall, it makes it harder for me to access the top. And by making it a little harder for me to access the top, even though it's only one spot where the peg is, that diminishes the usage of the top. And that's what makes it not considered a shear v'shus yachid. So your question fits very well. According to Rambam, you wouldn't have your question. Specifically, the peg only is on the side of the wall, not on top. But I guess, according to Rashi, who I didn't be on the floor, I'm not sure if it would make any difference. Rav Ashi Amar, Afila Shigavaya Shleisha, my taima, F should the talya b'midi. Rav Ashi says the opposite extreme. Even when it's 3, and right, even when it's 3, it's not an issue because it could be used to hang something. So therefore, since it could be used to hang something, that's also usage. The whole point is you have to have 4 tachim and 4 tachim of usage. When it's 3 tachim tall, it's not going to be an issue because you can hang something. So you have Rav Adrav saying, dafko when it's 3, it's a problem. 3 tachim, it's a problem. You have Rav and Abaya saying, no, even less than 3 is a problem. Then you have Ashi saying, no, even 3 is not a problem because it still serves a function. And again, this is going. Rashi learning. We're talking about the peg's on top of the surface, whereas Rambam learns the peg is sticking out of the side of the wall of the side of the pillar, and it affects. It makes it again cumbersome to use the top, and that's what diminishes the shear of Shus Yachid. What if the entire surface of this pillar was filled with pegs? Mao, what's halacha? Do you still, again, word of Ashi that pegs are useful, and therefore it's not a problem. So what if the whole thing is filled with pegs? Is he masking there, holding full of pegs, it's not really a useful area? Or no, it's still good. Amar Leis, Rav Ashi said to him, Leish b'lechad amar bechanan burvich liyasim and sarfla asara. Didn't you hear that which your bechanan said, a pit and its chulia combined to make a shear of 10 tvachim? What does that mean? Let's say you have a pit that you dug a pit. The pit itself that was dug out was only 8 tvachim deep. However, when you dug the pit, you put the dirt around the surface of the hole. You're putting the dirt around the surface of the hole, and by putting the dirt around the surface of the hole, you actually built up from the top of where the mound of dirt is around the hole, around the surface of the hole, to the base of the hole, you now have 10 tvachim. From the ground level to the depth is only 8 tvachim. But you built up the sides right around the opening to the hole by the dirt itself from the hole, that gives you 10 tvachim. Rashi points out, by the way, that you're not just Agamar's focus on the 10. Rashi points out also the 4. Could be your hole itself was a 4 tvachim wide, but if you count the mound of dirt around the hole, surrounding like the border, the lip that you created around the hole. If you measure that in, now you have an area that's 4 tvachim. That helps create an area that's 4 tvachim wide as well. And therefore you have 4 by 10. Itaka works. It gives you an area which is considered erish yachid. That you can't use this whole pit, especially the surface area, you have a hollow pit and you have surface area on top. You can't use that area. How is that considered shus yachid? And let me be more specific. Especially the border around the pit. Even the pit, maybe you could jump in and use it, but the border around the pit you can't use. So the pit area that I could use is not 10 tvachim by 4 tvachim. It's only including the border area, which I can't use. Mar says you could use it. And the Maisel Chamemer, heck, what are you going to have to say? You know, I could use it. You could put a board on top of it. Put a board on top of the whole pit. And by putting a board on top of it, you're able to use it. And that's still considered Shus Yachid. The fact that I'm able to put a board on top of an area that's 4 tvachim by 10 tvachim, that gives me a status of Shus Yachid. So to over here, Hachanami Demanach Midi Mishamish. So it's when you have the pegs on top of the surface, completely covering the surface on top of this pillar, which is 4 tvachim by 10 tvachim, the fact that I could put something on top of it, that's going to enable, give it a status of usage and make it considered a proper shus yachid. And therefore, even when it's full of pegs, forget when it's just one peg, according to Rashi, not a problem. Even full of pegs, it's not going to be an issue because you could view it as if you put a board on top of it and it's useful, and that is sufficient. Now, it's interesting, there's a Gemara in, we're about to get back to the about back to the discussion of reducing the wall. But before we go there, just a little pilpul. There's a Gemara in Gittin that seems to quote very similar to our case, where a person has a ditch that's, let's say, 8 tefachim deep, but instead of building up the wall with dirt, it builds it up. You build like a little wall. You build a little makeshift, like a little wooden, let's say, frame around it to give you the 10 tefachim height. And the Gemara then Gittin daf tesvav mei says it's not mistarif. And Tosfos they ask, what's the difference? In our sugya, we're quoting this. Our Gemara is quoting it also, but a Baruch Yosef we're quoting that Baruch Yosef lach is that the bar together to chulia, the dirt that you built up on the side of the bar, it does build it up and gives it a shear. Yet we're saying over here, we're saying it's Gemara and Shabbos of Tzadites. And so we're actually in Erevin of Tatas as well. This member of Rebbe Echad, which is quoted by us. Yeah, over there, by Gittin was saying, when you build up the wall with some sort of frame around the pit, it does not help. What's the chilek? What's the difference? Ramban and Shabbos on the Zion on the base, the Ramban answers the question by saying it's very different. In our case, the walls of the pit are made of earth. I'm made of dirt. And you take out dirt from inside the pit and you put it up along the walls to build the height. It's the same min, it's the same species, the same idea. It's dirt and dirt. And therefore it connects to create a big wall. It creates a wall of 10 tefachim and you have your shear for Shas Yachid. However, by the case over there in Gittin, where you're just adding a little frame that is a different material, whatever it may be, but it's not the same as the dirt. We don't say it combines to make a wall. Combining two different materials that aren't really necessary together just to get a shear of tetvachim is not going to work, and therefore we won't see a connection, and you will not have a wall of tetvachim. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Yudav Shmuel. Back to the idea of minimizing a wall. Kaisel Asara. If you have a wall of tetvachim, tzarch sulam arba ach eser latire. If I have a wall of tetvachim tall, I need a ladder that's 14 tefachim to diminish it, to be matir, the two sides, the two chateres, to make a joint Erev. Rav Yosef Amar, afilu shesh asar mashu, even 13 and a little bit. Abai Amar, afilu achar asar mashu, even 11 and a little bit. Vruna bar Yeshua Amar, no, afilu shesh mashu, even 7 and a little bit. 7 and a little bit, just a small understanding is without going into all the different shirim in between. 7 and a little bit, once I have 7 and a little bit, I'm within 3 tefachim on the top. Once I'm within 3 tefachim on the top, it's like love at the top, so my ladder is basically considered as if it's the top of the wall, and that's sufficient. Rashi explains, what's the top? I need 14. Where does that come from? So Rashi explains, you need 14 because the ladder isn't flat up against the wall normally. We'll discuss in a moment if it's still okay, but the evidence, if the ladder is flat up against the wall, the ladder is usually on an angle. Since the ladder is on the angle, so Rashi says, and the normal is, it's normal to have ladder 4 tefachim away from the wall. Be normal at the base, the legs of the ladder 4 tefachim away, and it's on an angle. So if it's on an angle, I'm going to need 14 tefachim. Yes, that sounds very nice, but that's not good math. If you have a ladder that's 10, that if you have a wall 10 tefachim tall, and you put the ladder 4 tefachim away, so you have a ramp, you have an angle that juts out 4 tefachim width. Across a 10 tefach height, all you're going to need roughly is another tefach to 11 tefach ladder instead of a 10 tefach ladder. All you need is a ladder to be a tefach longer to be able to traverse that space, the 4 tefachim. You don't need 4 full tefachim. You're not making an L. It's not down and then across. It's on an angle. It's on an angle. All you need is one tefach extra. So this is bothered. Why Rashi says you need 14 tefachim. Taisus therefore learns. Taisus learns that the case is. So before you get Taisus, some want to say. And Rami, Rashi's lav dafka. Rashi in a few places in Erevin and throughout the Masechta, when he mentions measuring the angles of items, especially of ladders, he measures it. Just he adds the distance and the height together as your full measurement. Even though Rashi knows that you don't need to be exactly the full length, the full height of the distance plus the height, it doesn't make sense. You need that. Rashi knows there's a concept of angle. He just does that for simplicity purposes. He just goes with that shear. Adds out some Achrayim and Rashi. But Taisa doesn't like this. Taisa says it's not accurate at all. Therefore, Taisa says we're talking about a case where the ladders. The height of the ladder is equal to the distance of the ladder from the wall. Meaning, let's say we're talking about a ladder that's 10 tefachim tall, so the ladder's legs were 10 tefachim away from the wall. To have a ladder that's 10 tefachim away from the wall and 10 tefachim tall, then taki you need is 1x4, right? But this is the famous, our square. We know the diagonal of a square, if you have a square, the diagonal is 1.4 times the length of any of the walls. So here, if my wall is 10 tefachim tall, and my depth away from the wall is, my ladder legs are 10 tefachim away from the wall, it's effectively like a square, it's a right angle, and my ladder, the diagonal across the square, is going to have to be 1.4, which is exactly 14 tefachim. And Taisa says that's the machlekes in these next few sheets we just quoted. They're all machlekes based on what distance the ladder is from the wall. That's why they're arguing how long the ladder has to be to the last opinion that says the ladder is right up against the wall, and therefore we need 7 a little bit to be within loven of the height of the wall. But the Rishonim ask, and this is what we really touched on when we started the daf today. The Rishonim ask, why on earth over here are we being so makbe that the ladder reaches the top of the wall? Even 7 has to be within loven of the top of the wall. Why by the ladder are we being makbe but it has to be on top of the wall. And earlier by Itztava, let's say, the case we started off with today, we said it could be, you make a platform, you have this Itztava, it was this little piece of furniture that you were able to climb onto. As long as you diminish the height of the wall, that's no longer 10 tvachim. Above the Itztava, that's fine. You need the Itztava to reach the top of the wall. And by ladder, we're busy with it reaching the top of the wall. So Tais is already on Ayin Vav and Beis, asked the question, and Tais says it depends. When you have a width of 4 tvachim, like by the Itztava, which is exactly what the Gemara stressed, when you have 4 tvachim width, that's diminishing the height of the wall, and then you don't have to reach the top of the wall. It's like you're building a structure that creates a new ground level to near the wall, and you no longer have to reach the top of the wall. Whereas by a ladder, which is typically not, we spoke yesterday, the case with ladder was 4 tvachim wide, but typically a ladder is not necessarily 4 tvachim wide, so therefore the ladder is not diminishing so much the height of the wall. It's just giving you an access to the top, and therefore you have to take a reach with the ladder to the top. That is Tais's answer in Ayavav and Beis. Again, when you're building a platform that's 4 tvachim wide, that's like a step, that's like diminishing the wall itself, higher than the wall itself, and therefore it doesn't have to reach the top of the wall. As long as you diminish it, you're within that tvachim, then you're okay. Whereas when you have a ladder, which is not 4 tvachim wide, see, I'm not just diminishing the height of the wall, you're just making an access point to the top of the wall, and therefore it needs to take a reach. It needs to reach close to the top or close to the top. That is Tais's on Ayavav and Beis. However, the Rush quotes Amar Rumberg, who says a big yisayt, and this we were kind of, yesterday we were debating it out loud, just when we were reading the different cases, and we mentioned it earlier today, and there's two different concerns in our sugya. One concern is what we call miyat, being mamay at the wall. That's about whether or not I can climb up and utilize the top of the wall. That's if the wall is more tetvachim, I cannot. If it's less, I can. That's a sugya of being mamay at the wall. Then there's another sugya of creating a pesach, a portal from one chatzar to the other chatzar to enable making one air between two chatzaris. The Mefarshim explained that over here, we're talking about by this ladder, this discussion of ladder over here, is you're trying to make a pesach to the extent that I can now make the two Erev, two chatzeres, one joint Erev. In that case, it's not good enough to have a some sort of platform or some sort of even small ladder to diminish the height of the wall. That's great to access the top of the wall for usage of top of the wall. But in order to say it's like a Pesach, to get from one side to the other, to create a Pesach, that needs a ladder that goes all the way up to the top. And that's what we're talking about over here. That's the answer of Rav Rumberg, a beautiful distinction, which, if you remember, we pointed out from the Mishnah Berurah about the ladder, which is affixed to the wall, the Sulam HaMitzri, even though it's a small ladder. If it's affixed to the wall, it works. So according to this logic, it would only work for which concept only work the small ladder which doesn't reach the top. It's just as a it's but as long as it's fixed, you're not going to move it. That would work to be may at the wall to use the top of the wall. But to make a pesach, to be considered a pesach to the other side, to make one erev for that lechayra, it wouldn't work because again we have this chilik of the Maram Marumberg, a beautifully said. Some actually want to touch up the next gemara coming up. They want to touch up is really tully in this Maram Marumberg. The machleik is Rav and Shmuel. Maybe is gufa. This Maram Marumberg. Let's see it inside. Says the gemara. Amar Rav Yudah Mishpul, we just read through for the four sheets. Sorry. Amar Rav. Sulam Zakav Amayit. A sulam that's straight up. It's straight up against the wall. It's not on an angle. It's still a mayit. Says Gemara. I have this as Masaira. Lay down my time. But I don't understand why it works. Rav says, I have this as a fact, but I don't understand why it works. Meaning, because it's hard to climb a ladder that's straight up. Amar Shmuel, Flayada Abba Taimed Da Milsa. Does Abba not know the reason? The reasoning for this is Abba Shmuel, either Rav's name was actually Rav Abba, his name was Abba, or Shmuel would refer to him as Abba because of the Lashon of Chashivas of Kavod to the Gadol Dar. So Shmuel said, Flayada Abba Taimed Da Milsa, does Abba not know the Pshat in this? Me Davi Itztava Gabi Itztava. Why is it different than the case we had earlier? Itztava Gabi Itztava, the platform on top of the platform, those are flat, those are straight up, those are flat, and they still work. So too, this ladder should be no different. Now, with the Maram Rumberg, you care as far for big chilik, right? By the case of the platform, you're just diminishing the height of the wall. Whereas over here, Rav is talking about using it as a Pesach. So maybe that was Rav's concern, and maybe this discussion of Maram Rumberg, again, we don't want to make Maram Rumberg's lumdus a machleik as Rav Shmuel, but it fits very well with this immediately following conversation. Amar Rav, meaning according to Rav, you're trying to make a Pesach, and that's why he's saying, I don't understand why it works. And Shmuel is saying, he's being right from Itztava, Rav won't like that, right? Because that's not a Pesach. That's just a miyat. The column should be bubble. Palm trees in bubble that were placed against the base of the wall. So these are heavy branches, heavy trees that were placed against the base of the wall. In a tzrichim kava, you don't have to attach it in order to be memai at the height of the wall. My taima kavein the kavasa. The heaviness, the fact that they're heavy, kind of like we had yesterday with the ladders of tzuri, because they're heavy that makes them fix to their place and they consider kavua, and therefore they can diminish the height of the wall. Rav Yosef Amar Beishia sulam shem bavel in tzrichim kava. The sulam of bavel, the Babylonian sulams, so those also were big and heavy. those also don't need to be affixed to the wall. My time, kaved and kavasan, the heaviness attaches them to the wall, similar to what I yesterday from the surrounding sulam of Suri, as opposed to the sulam hamitzri. Mandam islamist emerges, points out the one who says that sulamis are considered heavy enough. So koshkin to call them the palm tree trunks that were even heavier. Those are mamish thicker. Those for sure are heavy enough. Mandam the column, the one says the column is heavy enough. Av sulamis like perhaps sulamis would not be heavy enough to be considered affixed to the wall, as sulamis maybe wouldn't be good. Only perhaps the trunks of the palm tree are considered heavy enough. Okay. By me name Rav Yisrael Rabba. Sulam mikan v'sulam mikan v'kasha memza. If I have a sulam on both sides, meaning I have a ladder, which is not a very wide ladder, almost like two very narrow ladders, and then in between, I have straw. So the straw is connecting the two sides of the ladder to become like one larger ladder, but the straw itself is certainly not something you can step on. You step on the straw, you fall, the first thing's going to fall right down to the ground. So, Sulmikam, Vesulmikan, Vekash Bamza, Mah, what's the lacha? Amalei Rabbi said back to him, Ain Kaf Haregel Eilabem. The foot cannot stand on the straw. Obviously, it's going to fall down, and therefore, it makes it a useless ladder. It will not be good to reduce the height of the wall. However, Kashmikam, Erase, yes. What if you have the other way? You have straw on the outside, on the two outer sides, Vesulm Bamza, and the ladder, the Sulam. The hard ladder part is in the middle. The hard part of the ladder is in the middle. Maho, what's in that case? And together, the point is you're able to have a shear, right? The point over here is that you're trying to get to a ladder that's four tefachim wide, and you want to combine your straw with your hard part of the ladder, and the hard part is the middle. Is that better? And the answer is yes. So mem to maho amalei tarei kafa regel elumem. The foot can ascend with this, and therefore it's considered a good ladder, and the straw extends it to be a shear of four tefachim, and you have your proper shear of a four tefach wide ladder, which you're able to climb up, and it gives you your ability to diminish the height of the wall. Now it's interesting. Again, we're learning the way Rashi explains, and the way you have the pictures that Josh sent, that you have the straw as part of the ladder, and that's a simple way of reading the Gemara. Rambam learns we're talking about where the ladder was pressed up against a wall. And the wall was kind of made of straw. It was a straw wall. The second you put any body weight on it, it's going to tip over. So when the concern isn't that the ladder was made of straw, the concern is that the wall was made of straw. And when we talk about the inside and the outside, we're talking about where the ladder is against a wall of straw. The wall in the inside is made of straw, or the wall on the outside is made of straw. Which part of the wall is made of straw? I'm not saying that as long as the wall in the middle is solid, so the wall in the middle can hold you up, and you can even though the wall is to the side of the middle, you have, let's say, the case where Be'em says okay, according to Rambam, is where you have, let's say, a bunch of stones, a bunch of cinder blocks, one on top of the other. That's your the middle is solid, and the sides of it are straw, and the ladder is resting against the whole thing. But since the middle is solid, the ladder is not going to fall down, and therefore it's still going to be okay as long as the middle is supported. That's how Rambam learns this Gemara. Okay, top of Amud Beis. Chakak Lahashlam. Next Shaila from Rabbi Yosef. If you carve out into the rungs in the wall in order to complete your shear of the ladder. So let's say the ladder was not four tefachim wide again. So till now we were talking about straw creating the width. Now what you did was you have a ladder, and adjacent to the ladder you actually carved out holes in the wall to extend. So now the ladder together with the hole in the wall, you have four tefachim width. Does that work? Says the Gemara Bikama. When he carved out into the wall, how high? What type of height do you have to have to extend the ladder to become a good shear? Amalei basara. You have to make it to height of 10 tefachim. If you carved out in the wall, it has to be up to 10 tefachim. Amalei chaka kula b'kaisel b'kama. Amalei malika masai. So it's very interesting. If I have a ladder and I'm simply carving out of the wall to extend my shear of ladder to be 4 tefachim wide, I have to reach a height of 10 tefachim, and then I'm good. Height of 10 tefachim, and then I'm good. Whereas, and Zemachalik, by the way, should point out, what does it mean, 10 tefachim? Rashi seems to say it means 10 tefachim of height along the wall. Tait says that's an arbitrary number. What's 10 tefachim of height? It really depends on how long tall the wall is. If the wall is much taller than 10 tefachim, then 10 tefachim doesn't do me anything. And if the wall is much shorter, then as long as I have a height within 10 tefachim, I should be okay. So therefore, Tait says in Achami, 10 tefachim means, Adasara means, you have to make your ladder a height that the distance between the top of the ladder and the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. That's what Tait explains, this Adasara, what it means over here, top Tait says, what it means, second Tait says, Amalei Basara, what it means, Amalei Basara, what it means, that you have to have up to 10 tefachim. Okay, but that's talking about a case where you have a ladder for part, and you're extending the ladder. What if you totally did You don't have a ladder at all. You're carving into the wall the whole thing. So over there, Amalei, Chaka Bekulei, if the whole thing's carved into the wall itself without any proper, any other outside ladder, it's all carved into the wall. Bekama, how big does it have to be? Amalei, Amalei, Kamasai. It has to be the entire height of the wall. Umayshna, what's the difference between the two cases? Why in the case where you're adding to the ladder, is it okay just a little bit? Up to 10 tefachim, whereas when you're carving the whole wall is becoming the ladder. There's no outside ladder there. You need to actually have the full wall. Because when when you have a ladder, it's easy to go from the ladder to reach the top of the wall. Whereas when you're climbing in the wall itself, it's harder to get to the top of the wall unless you actually have indentations in the wall itself. Now. The Rashba points out that when you're carving the holes in the wall, the holes cannot be directly one on top of the other, right? Just like we had before, by the platform, by the ziz, right on top of a manalev. If you have ziz, the platform is one on top of the other, you can't get from one platform to the other because you're blocked. It's hard to get from one to the other. It has to be side by side with a little bit of like an angle. So too, when you're carving a ladder into the wall, usually when a person climbs up a ladder, you climb with your right foot, your left foot, your right foot, your left foot. You keep saying you alternate on which feet you're stepping up with. To climb one on top of the other makes it much more difficult, and that wouldn't work. You'd have to have it where it's side by side. Chor hua din, when you're making a four tefachim wide already, which is the picture seems to show a fairly wide chakika. If it's wide, then you don't have to worry about the Rashi's concern because you have space to put your feet side by side and the space to go up right for left foot. The hole is large enough to keep going alternating right for left foot, and there's enough width there to get both. So who I did, that'll be fine too. The Rashi was talking about a case where the hole is more narrow, and he's saying by narrow holes, they're not mamish directly one on top of the other, have to be a little bit side by side. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult to scale the wall as well. Okay, next Shaila. Tibayle. Says the Gemara, Abay Minei Rabbi Sif Maraba, Asay Leilan Sulam. What if you made an existing tree a ladder? You basically took the branches, they have a solid tree with solid branches, and you set it up in a way where the branches serve as a ladder. You can climb the branches as your ladder on Shabbos. Does that work to be your Pesach from one chat to the other? What's the Shaila? Mau. What's the Shaila? To bring the Rabbi, to bring the Rabbanan. If you remember, nice little Chazar, we're going to make Beis, when a person has an Erev Tchumim, he set up an Erev for Shabbos, and the Erev is only accessible by being Eiver in Isser Durabanan, but it's Benash Mashes. Remember, the Erev is Chal by Benash Mashes. So that we have, again, that we have Machlaikas Rebbe and the Chumim. If it works, if the Erev is only accessible via Issa Durabanan, Benash Mashes, is it good? Rebbe says it's good. Rabbanan says it's no good. Says like Gemara, our Shaila will be here by having a tree that serves as a ladder, an actual tree, which it's us to climb a tree on Shabbos, but since I can theoretically climb it, that Shaila is that considered a Pesach or not, is telling the Machlekes, the Merchant wants to say, sorry, it's not telling the Machlekes. Sidecoin to Rebbe that over there, but Erev Chumim works. You can have a Shaila there, it shouldn't work. And Sidecoin to Rabbanan over there doesn't work. Over here, maybe it does work. Why? Says the Gemara. Tibayla Rabbanan, I guess, going to Rebbe, ask him to come Rebbe, ask Rebbe, say over there that it works. Called up Shumashim Shavus, Legazal Olaf, they didn't work, Gezer, Panish Mashas, for that which is a Shavus, and it works for an Erev Chumim, Hani Mili. Over there by Tchumim, the way is, you need to be kind of makam shvisa at that moment of Benash Mashas. So for that moment, we say, okay, even though it's Isra Banan, it's only Benash Mashas when we're leaned anyway, and therefore, it's going to be okay for Erev purposes. Over here, you need a Pesach to be a Pesach for Shabbos. It's not just a Pesach for Benash Mashas, it's a Pesach to be a Pesach for Shabbos, and therefore, since it's an Isra type of Pesach, it's an Isra type of ladder, to climbing the ladder, obviously it's Asa, because the tree cannot climb a tree on Shabbos, therefore it's going to be problematic, and perhaps even Rebbe over here would agree it's no good. Wouldn't work. Even going to Rebbe, Ideal will go the other way. I feel the Rabbanan over there does not work. Over here it should work. You know why? Over there, it's about a makam shvisa. How can I have a makam shvisa if I can't access the food that I need to get to? And therefore, it's a problem, even if it's just banish mashes. Over here, all I need is to have a Pesach to connect these two chaseras. All week long, it's a beautiful Pesach. On Shabbos, I can't do it because it's a separate halachic issue. But it doesn't make it not a Pesach. It's the equivalent of having a doorway with a lion standing by the door. You're not going to tell me it's not a doorway. You happen not to be able to access the door right now because there's a lion there. But you still have a doorway there, and that's enough to connect it, and therefore it would work, according to Rabbanan, even though over there, by Erev Tchumim, it didn't work. Maybe over here, Rabbanan would say it would work. So we're saying the Shaila would be, both according to Rabbanan and Rebbe, both, even though that machlek is by Erev Tchumim, whether it works, they both could flip sides and say over here, the opposite of what they said over there, perhaps, and therefore we have a Shaila according to both. Next case. What if you made an Asherah to Sulam? This seems to be a Shaila which is a build-up of the first Shaila. If you say that a regular tree could be considered a Pesach, then maybe, what about an Asherah tree? A tree that was worshipped by Jezara, would that be able to be used for a ladder? Maho, what's the lach in that case? What's the lach in the case where that tree was Asabahana? a shaver tree, asbana, could that be used as a ladder? Tibay le Behuda, you could ask the Shah Kot Behuda, and Tibay le Rabbanan, what's a Behuda Rabbanan? As a machlaik is if you could situate, if you could put the Erev Techumim on a grave. Remember, you want to situate a place, a makam dira, you put the Erev Techumim on a grave, which is, you're not supposed to have a na, you're not supposed to benefit from a grave, and still in a machlaik is really says, you can use it, the Rabbanan say, you cannot. Says the Gemara, you can ask the Shah both according to Behuda and the Rabbanan, well, machlaik is by grave, we have machlaik is here, legabe, we can still have a machlaik, we can still have a shayla over here, legabe asher. Why? To bear the Behuda, because he gets good to Behuda, I'd call him Behuda, you'd only serve the Hassam, to mutla kisba bias bisirana. You read this over there, that was lush, we had the Gemara earlier, you can be kind of a bias in isirana. I mean, even though it's us to have a na, and to dwell in that place where the grave is, to dwell in the grave is takasir, but to be kind of a makam shvisa there is mutter, it's considered more of a symbolic home, it's not really a real home, and therefore it's okay over there. But over here, because the reason why over there it's okay, the Gemara elaborates, is because over there, once you have the Erev Techumim, which is Chal, right when Shabbos starts, you don't need it to be watched the rest of Shabbos. You don't care that you protect the rest of Shabbos. And Rashi elaborates further, what are you making an Erev for? Erev Techumim, we spoke earlier in the Masechta. You're making it for the ability to go to a Shir, to go do Chesed, to go do a Mitzvah. Mitzvah is Lava Hanasinu. So the whole Anna you're having from the grave is not called Anna anyway, and you only need to be good for that moment, not for the whole Shabbos. You don't need to be watched. Therefore, it's okay over there, according to Rav Yehuda. But in our case, where it's a Eruv Chatzeres, which is personal Anna, and you need it kind of to be a Pesach for the whole Shabbos, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, it wouldn't work by that Sheira tree. And vice versa, says Gemara, Aydilma Fili Rabbanan, Pishu, same story as before, Varihu Duravila. I could say it's a Pesach. I could say at the end of the day, there is a Pesach here. You're right, that Sheira tree, I can't travel it from climate for multiple reasons, seemingly. A, it's a tree, and B, it's a Sheira. But Lamaisa, it is a Pesach. And therefore, there's a halachic issue. It's like a lion being there, but it's still Pesach, and therefore it works. And I can make an Erev. I can join the two issues together. That is the Gemara's Shailas, two Shailas, both in Rebbe and Rabbanan, and Rebbe Hud and Rabbanan. Amar, Lay, Sarab, answer, Abasif, Elan, Mutter, Asherah, Aser. Makes a chilek. By the first case, the regular tree, that's okay. Whereas by the second tree, by the Asherah, that's going to be no good. Masr of Chizvich says, Adraba, Elan, Shesha, Shabbos, Garim, Lay, Nitzer, Asherah, Shesha, Darach, Garim, Lay, Nitzer. So if Chizkiah says, I don't understand. The tree which is inherently an Isra of Shabbos, that makes sense that Shabbos is the Isra. That should be a problem for my Erev on Shabbos, my Chatzeres. Whereas Asherah, which is really a side Isra, Asherah is an Isra of Vaidzara, that makes more sense to have this idea of like the Lumbus. It's like a lion being there, but it's a side Isra, and therefore it should be good. Are you going to ask, what do you mean Evi Asherah is also a tree as well? Evi Asherah and Asherah tree is right there a tree. So you have the problem of climbing the tree, else the tree Shabbai. So what on earth is Rav Chisda suggesting? Palm Kasha, Ritva has the Kashra. Ritva points out that Anachami, we're talking about a tree, Asherah tree that was cut down. The whole list of climbing a tree is because you may break off a branch. We're not talking about that Asherah tree in its full glory. We're talking about Asherah tree that was cut down and you made some sort of platform out of it and you still benefit from that Asherah. So else climbing a tree is not an issue, but else Asherah is the issue. That's how the Ritva learns. Kiveg has a beautiful chap. Kiveg says, no. We're talking about an Asherah tree that's still on the ground. But the whole problem of climbing a tree on Shabbos is you make up to break off a branch. Look at this, look at this Turkey Vager. An Asherah tree is Asar Bahana. Since Asar Bahana, you're not going to break a branch. So breaking a branch of an Asherah tree that you climb on Shabbos would not be an issue. Climbing an Asherah tree may be an issue of having enough of that Asherah tree. Perhaps. That's a different discussion. But the chash that you're going to break a branch, you're not going to. The whole Gzir Darbun of not climbing a tree because you make a branch would not apply to an Asherah tree. And therefore, you don't have to come out to a case where it's not still a tree. It's still a tree. And still, because it's saying, when the Isra is Isra of Shabbos of climbing a tree, a regular tree, that makes sense, that should be a problem. Whereas when this is a Savashera, it's not a Shabbos Isser, that shouldn't be a problem. So Chizda says it should be exactly opposite. Says the Mori Taka right, Itmar, Nami, Weveraya, Kiasan, to this side, Kiasan, Reverend Amrav Lazar, Vamila, Amrav Avo, Amrav Yachan, Koshis, the Shabbos Garimla Usser, when this is Shabbos is what's causing it, it's going to be Usser, whereas Koshis, the Darach Garimla, when this is something else is causing it, it's not Shabbos, let's say it's an Isser of Asherah, that's going to be Mutter. Rav Nachman, now we have a third opinion. So we have Machlekis, one says that Elon's okay, Asherah is not okay, that's the first sheet, that's Rabba. We have Rav Chizda, and we have also others coming from Shemar Beichon saying that on the contrary, that when it's a Shabbos problem, climbing a tree, Elon is no good, Asherah is good. Then we have Rav Nachman Ritzik Masihachi says, Elam plucked Rabbi Rabbanon. Elam will still remain the same machlokes that we had on Dafon Beis. We'll have the same machlokes over here. The machlokes Rabbi Rabbanon would apply over here as well. And Asherah plucked Rabbi Rabbanon, and Asherah will be the same machlokes as Rabbi Rabbanon. I mean, he says the same machlokes we had there will be over here. You can apply the machlokes from before to our two shaylos, and it'll be the same machlokes. One other quick point, and we'll stop here, is the Ritva says, when we talk about the Asherah tree, we must be talking about Asherah tree of a guy. We must be talking about Asherah tree of a guy, because the Asherah tree of a yid has a din that has to be burnt. Asherah tree of a yid has a chiv to burn. Sheir tree of a guy doesn't have to be burnt. Sheir tree of a yid has to be burnt. And we know anything that has to be burnt has a din of kesusa mechas shira. Once something has to be burnt, it doesn't have a shira. We know about lulav. We just had lulav. Halacha is a lulav that you're not allowed to use on sukkahs. You're not allowed to use a lulav that's from an asherah. A share a tree, why? Even though you have a share for tzvachim, and physically have the share, since there's a chiyah to be burnt, it's considered like it's missing a chair. So much as it's to be burnt, it's as if you don't value, you don't see the share there. So over here, our whole sigur talking about a ladder or climbing up a tree, which has to have a certain height. If it has to be burnt, then it wouldn't have the height, and therefore, if it's a share tree of a yid, it certainly wouldn't be good. We must be talking about a share tree of a guy, as Isaac the Ritva. We'll pause over here, pick up Mitzvah tomorrow.